The facility is designed to be a 24,000 to 25,000 square foot building. That's about half the size of a football field, with a 25-yard pool and other amenities inside. It will be located near Mount Edgecombe High School, where a World War II powerhouse used to stand that was demolished in 2013. The pool will serve a wide range of users. Mount Edgecombe students will have access to a pool right next to campus, and there are also plans to build a therapy area that can be utilized by the medical community in Sitka. It will also be used as a training area, says Travis Miller. He's a project manager in a division of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities who's overseeing the project.
There's a Trooper Academy in Sitka, and then also the U.S. Coast Guard Station. Both of those entities do deep water and kind of high risk rescue, and they were hoping to have a facility where they could do some initial training. So they asked for a 10-meter diving platform. And so that's going to be one of the main components for them. We'll also be providing them storage space so that they can store a lot of the equipment that they'll be using to train their members.
This new facility was partially funded back in 2010 when Alaskans voted to put state funds towards large construction projects at schools, libraries, and other research and learning institutions. The Aquatic Center was also funded by state budget appropriations. In all, it'll cost around $26.9 million. 7 years is a long time between a voter-approved bond package and a final product, so it's no surprise that the fortunes of the state might have changed in the interim. During a Sitka Chamber of Commerce meeting in late June, Senator Bert Stedman said the project is still on track, and the DOT is now working with an Anchorage-based construction company to build it. He says he's faced a few setbacks while pushing to get the facility built.
The biggest hurdle I found wrestling with this swimming pool project is the operating costs. And if it was in Anchorage, it would have been built fairly quickly after the appropriation. There's some other political hurdles yet you get to participate in when you are from rural Alaska. And this pool has been stuck in the mud a couple of times, and we keep prying it out. And it looks like it's pried out now for the last time, and it should get constructed.
The project slowed when the facility had to be redesigned a few years ago. It was originally going to have a 50-meter pool, the size used in the Olympics, but there wasn't enough funding for that, and the pace picked up again after it was eventually downsized to 25 yards. But even though funding for the construction of the pool is secure, keeping it open will be challenging.
People don't have to listen to the news very much to find out that the state is actually trying to figure out ways to reduce costs, not add costs.
This is Les Morse, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Education and Early Development. He says after the facility is built, it may cost around $720,000 per year to operate it. Some of those costs will be absorbed by user fees, but he says they're doing their best to bring that number down, like by building a really sustainable facility.
That actually is a primary goal. If we get a building built and we can't operate it, we don't. That's not very useful to us.
After construction is done, Stedman says the Mount Edgecombe students stand to greatly benefit from this new facility.
It's going to give them more recreation. Those kids come down from the Delta, Kuskokwim and Yukon. They have high drowning rates up there. They have a very difficult time up there learning how to properly swim.
Stedman says he and his brother were both on Sitka High School swim team, and he anticipates that they will both be there on the aquatic facility's opening day in September 2017. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.